WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Very clever.
It's that time of year again, and Pamela, you have decided to talk about a very exciting concert coming up called,
A Musical Christmas.
A Musical Christmas. I think most of Christmas is musical, actually. That's the way I look at it. But there's going to be an exciting concert coming up. We'll talk about that and some other things, but how do you want to start off?
Oh, let's talk a little bit about this concert. It's the first time that the Newport Music Festival has actually done a Christmas concert.
Well, there you go. And it's a long history. This is the first one.
Right, absolutely. So this is very exciting. So good evening, everyone. We're going to be talking about A Musical Christmas that is being performed on Saturday, December 8th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, December 9th at 2 p.m. It's the same program twice at St. Mary's Church in Newport. Okay. And tickets are available at newportmusic.org or by calling the box office at 401-849-0700. And tickets are only $25 for adults and $5 for children because we wanted to make it accessible to everyone.
However, we should point out that that's next weekend.
It is.
And the tickets have been going very, very well. So don't wait till the last minute. Get your tickets now.
Absolutely. So very excited. And we're going to talk a little bit about that concert today. So this evening, I thought we'd give an overview. And the program begins with a very upbeat organ piece by Bach, which will be played by St. Mary's music director, Cody Mead. So I thought I'd give a little bit about the great composer. Born in Eisenach, Germany, in 1685. He died in Leipzig, Germany in 1750. And Johann Sebastian Bach came from a family of musicians stretching back for several generations. So it was not unusual that he became a composer. However, what's very interesting is that during his lifetime, he was not known as a composer. He was known as a great organist. And so it's very interesting that we're starting this program with one of his great organ works. Interestingly enough, his parents died when he was quite young. And so his brother took him in and took care of him. He was then devoted to his own family when he had children, and I think it's partially because he felt so alone as a child. He ended up marrying his cousin, and they had 7 children together, and after she passed away, he married a singer, and they had 13 children together, so it was a large family.
A lot of Bachs running around.
A lot of Bachs, and a lot of his sons became composers as well, so, you know, carrying on that tradition. So Bach had a huge reputation as a great performer and he had great technical skill. And so pretty early in his career, he was an organist at the new church in Arnstadt, and he gave lots of lessons. However, he was not very disciplined, which you don't really pick up on because we think of Bach as having this incredible discipline to his music. But he took off and he went off and because he wanted to hear the great organist Dietrich Buxtehude play. So he took off and went and did that. And then because he was so brilliant, he won the post of organist at the court of Duke Wilhelm Ernst in Weimar. And he wrote many pieces there, including his very famous Toccata in Fugue in D. So he stayed with Prince Leopold for a while. However, at some point, he got bored of that job as well and left. He wrote his Brandenburg concertos after that. And then he auditioned for a new position in Leipzig as the new organist and teacher at St. Thomas Church, where he wrote the Christmas oratorio. And a little bit after that, he wrote the piece that we're going to hear this evening that starts our program. In Leipzig, he composed it for Ratwechsel, the annual inauguration of the new town council. And an interesting fact about this particular recording we're going to hear right now is it was recorded in London in St. George's Church, which is known as Handel's Church, because he worshipped there for many years. So we have a piece of Bach being played in Handel's Church. So let's listen to this piece. It is from his Sinfonia from Cantata BWV 29, played by Kimberly Marshall in St. George's Church in England, and which is Handel's Church.
Thank you.
very impressive organ music. It makes you feel like you're at that church.
Absolutely. So now we're going to skip ahead to the end of this concert and hear a wonderful piece written by the young English organist Jonathan Scott. He has arranged all these wonderful carols into a beautiful Christmas fantasy. So we'll hear that.
All right, we'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Once again, Pamela Pantos is with me as we listen to great holiday music, Christmas music. I'm Mike Maino, and that last organ piece, both of those organ pieces, very dramatic. Very dramatic.
The organ tends to be, right? Yeah. You've got all those full stops, and you can create enough sound to make the room vibrate, so go ahead.
Right.
So we're going to stay in England and hear a few pieces from Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols, which was written for children's chorus and harp. We will be performing this piece with the joint children's choirs of St. John's and St. Mary's Church. The text is primarily Middle English, and this piece was written by Benjamin Britten in 1942 when he was on a ship going from the United States back to England. Pretty dangerous time to be on a ship.
Yeah, I was going to say, right in the middle of the war.
Right. There are 11 songs in total, but we're going to listen to the 5 songs that our children's choruses will be performing at this concert. There's the procession, and the children are going to come up the aisle with little candles and sing. When they're on stage, up at the altar, they'll sing There Is No Rose, Balula Lo, As Dew in April, and then there's a recession. The first piece is set like a traditional procession at a Christmas service. The second piece, There Is No Rose, admires the beauty of the birth of Jesus Christ. Balula Lo is a lullaby for the Christ child. The fourth piece, As Dew in April, speaks of the young Virgin Mary, and then at the end we have the recession. So let's listen to the choir of the New College, Oxford, and these 5 pieces from Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols.
See, let me walk on in your sunscreen.
Beautiful music, but short pieces, which means we have time for some more.
Terrific. So let's listen to some carols that will be performed by solo by the Choir of St. Mary's. And some of these pieces will be performed as a sing-along with the audience. So we're going to play a few of them. And if you're at home, feel free to sing out loud. You'll hear the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, the Robert Shaw Chorale, and Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops with special guest Leontine Price.
We will listen to these four pieces, then take a short break, and be back with more.
Just sing, 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 just
I'm Mike Maino, sitting with Pamela Pantos and talking about beautiful Christmas music. And Pamela, your concert next weekend. Let's have some details.
Saturday, December 8th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, December 9th at 2 p.m., both at St. Mary's Church. To buy tickets, it's newportmusic.org or call the box office at 401-849-0700.
All right, let's move along and try to get in a few more pieces of music.
Terrific. So for this concert, we are very fortunate to have Trevor Neal, the wonderful baritone who performed at the festival last summer. He'll be our soloist at this concert. So let's listen to the first of the pieces that he will be performing with the chorus, O Holy Night by Adolphe Adam, and here with the incomparable Luciano Pavarotti.
brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in a sin and error pining.
I think we have time for one more piece. What can we squeeze in?
Okay. So the first piece of this evening that we heard was by Bach played on the organ, as we mentioned, in the church in England where Handel worshipped.
Right.
Most people don't realize that George Friedrich Handel was born in Halle, Germany. He was of German descent in 1685. Late in life, he did move to England, where we think of him as an English composer. So let's talk about this little church where we heard that piece, that organ piece played. Just as the church was nearing completion, they asked Handel to check out the organ that they were considering to build in that church. He assisted with the suitability of the organ, and when candidates for the post of the organist were being tested, he actually wrote a piece for them to be tested on.
A test pattern.
So he lived right down the street from this church in Brook Street, and he composed some of his greatest works there, including The Messiah. So I thought that we would end this evening appropriately, sort of in full circle from where we start, with the Hallelujah Chorus, which will be a sing-along at our concert next weekend. And here we have the London Philharmonic, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and I hope everyone will join us next weekend.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.